Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, we spend a lot of time when we're looking at different wines, you know, looking at big examples of X and big examples of Y, and they're fun, and they really are fun. But, you know, in terms of sort of everyday enjoyment and things that work really well with food, moving to sort of the middle of the spectrum in terms of the overall weight of the wine is generally a pretty good place to be.
I think it's a great place to be because you can get worn out with all that alcohol, all that tannin, all that bigness.
Yes.
And I have always felt that, you know, the most interesting wines sort of come from the medium-bodied family. And there are sure a lot of them out there. And some of the most food-friendly wines you're going to come across. Let's start with Mara Valpolicella Reposso Superior.
That's a Reposso.
It's a Reposso, and it's from 2013, $15 for this, and how can you better spend $15? This is one of the most charming wines in the world, and it's a lovely, inexpensive wine that shows a great deal. The aroma has an amazing resemblance to, believe it or not, juicy fruit gum. I'm not
really
making that up, yeah. So add a touch of menthol, mint, and springtime hyacinths, you know, spring flowers. Get a really nice aroma. On the palate, you find sweet candied violets. It's a very obscure thing, but if you've ever had it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can have touches of rosemary, vibrant mint, and above all that juicy fruit in there. So it's kind of a kind of complex, delightful, really nice.
$15 or $16?
Yeah, $15.
That's a deal.
Same price. Here's Lourignon's Rioja Crianza.
Right.
Or crayons, as most of us say.
Right.
From 2010. This is just a really lovely wine. I was so impressed by the texture of this wine and the clarity and the purity of the flavors. And it's 2010, so it's got a little bit of age on it.
Good producer.
Very good producer and very, very reputable. Let's see. Although there was a light, pretty red fruit layer floating over streaks of ginger on the palate with darker fruit underneath it. So just, you know, a lot of things going on. And I had the feeling this is, you know, but a babe still. So it has years to go. Here's one that really knocked me out. G.D. Vajra, Lange Rosso. And Lange is a sort of a little brother to Barbaresco, except there's six varieties, five others plus Nebbiolo in this one. And it's a really lovely blend. This Lange had a touch of Garrigue.
Okay.
You know, the wild field herbs that I just love. I think it's a wonderful accent in a wine. It starts with an aroma of tar, rose petal, cassis, and, of course, the field herbs. And this is all classic. And on the palate, the wine had just tremendous balance, bright acidity, lovely fruit. And, again, that medium body that just makes it so food-friendly and easy to appreciate. And finally, let's look at Urban Mole Cabernet Sauvignon from the Val de Mole in Chile.
Okay.
This is a 2011, sells for $12. I've had very, very few big Cabernets from Chile over the years. They're usually scaled down a little bit. This one touched all the bases in terms of classic aroma and flavor, and it was just a lovely wine. And at $12, a great everyday wine. Decent cab, I got to say. So get out and try those medium-bodied wines. You won't regret it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.